With just over a week to go until the London Marathon, runners who are pounding the pavements for charity will be busy persuading their friends and family to part with their cash. But what's the best way to ensure that you hit your fundraising target? According to Nicola Rehani from UCL, as she explained to Kat Arney, you need to be an attractive woman, so men will compete with each other to donate the most to your online giving page.
We were interested in testing not just whether people would see what people had given previously and match their donation, but whether there might be some element of competitive giving, whereby people compete with one another to signal their generosity to the fundraiser.
What was the key experiment that we were doing? What were you looking at?
So we were interested in looking at what happens after a large donation on a fundraising webpage, a large donation being at least £50 or twice the average on that page. Critically, we want to know who made the large donation. Was it a male or a female? Are they giving to a male or female fundraiser? And is that male or female fundraiser attractive or average or less attractive?
Men are basically saying, ooh, this woman who's running the marathon, she looks very attractive. Some other guy has given £10, I'm going to give 20.
Yeah, it's probably not quite as clear-cut as that. So we don't necessarily think it's a cognitive calculating behaviour in that sense. It's probably much more likely to be a subconscious behaviour that's governed by evolved psychology.
I've done things like charity runs and all these kind of things. A lot of my, I have friends and family as well, you know. I don't know if my, would my dad be coming to a page and thinking that? How does that work?
Okay, so the data that we used are very messy in that respect, in the sense that lots of the donors that we have data from on those pages will be people who we don't necessarily expect to show competitive giving. So evolutionary biology wouldn't predict that your dad would competitively donate when he's giving to you, for example, and nor would we expect your brother to do it, or anyone who's related to you, in fact. So the fact that we've got all these men in our data set who aren't expected to be giving competitively, in some respects, makes the result even stronger.
So now you've found out that men do seem to compete if you're an attractive lady trying to raise money. Does this basically say that if you're a woman doing a fundraising event, you need to make your picture look smoking hot and encourage men to give you lots of money?
We think that there are some insights that people can take from this that don't necessarily mean that you have to be super attractive to raise a lot of money. So one of the things that was really linked to how attractive fundraisers were perceived to be was whether or not they were smiling in their picture. So one piece of advice we would give is to make sure that you upload a good profile picture, and preferably one in which you're smiling. Another one would be to make sure that anyone who you think might give you a very generous donation, to ask those people to donate early in your fundraising appeal, because that donation will act as an anchor for subsequent donations, and then everybody else will be more likely to give more.
Were you surprised when you found this result? Because it does seem, it kind of makes sense, maybe guys would compete like this. Were you still surprised when you found that the data did bear this out?
Yes and no. I mean, like you said, there was a very strong and clear prediction from evolutionary biology that this is what we should expect to find. And so in that sense, it wasn't surprising. But nevertheless, given that we're using a real-world data set with many uncontrolled variables, and that this is all happening over the internet, it was still quite surprising to see such a strong response.